You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. Well, and here we are. Today's show is about to begin. And in fact, it has, for those of you that are a little slower than... Nothing against you now. It's just some people, I take a while to catch up some days. I want to introduce our co-host first, Ed Skiba. Welcome.
Hello, David. Another beautiful South Florida morning, and if any of you don't believe in hell, just think about the heat we've had lately. It's a preview.
And if you do, think that hell's a lot hotter.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just
a preview, yeah.
So, and then Ann Limhoco.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ann. How you doing?
I'm so blessed to be here.
Well, we're blessed to have you. I didn't want to mention that, we're all aging slowly day by day, but you're coming up on a special birthday.
I am.
I know you don't have an issue with it.
No.
You're pretty solid.
The Lord has allowed me to accept it and just celebrate that I'm going to be 50.
Hey, praise
on
God.
On Thursday. So.
Well, we're all living proof.
You look like you're 30.
You do,
that's
yeah,
what people
really.
Say.
But then again, I'm 80, so what do I know?
Yep.
Well, I admire that. On my 50th birthday, I knew at that time, the guy that owned the Chevy place here. Uh-huh. He was a member of our church. And I just asked him where I could rent. I wanted to drive a Corvette up the coast, with the top off and everything.
Yeah. Nice.
And so I said, where can I rent one? And he said, I don't know where. He said, let me think about it. So anyway, he ended up loaning me one that they use as a loaner for their Corvette owners when they're in the shop.
Wow.
It's a brand new 2020, but it was how old I am, right? I mean, 2000 had like 200 miles on it.
Wow.
And so my wife and I used it. We just drove right up the coast, A1A, as far as we could go. And,
good.
Oh, man, that was cool. So we wanted to do something for a 50th, but I was already keyed to saying, it's survivable, and, 24 years later it is. I can tell you right now.
Thank you.
I can tell you right now. And I won't pose. I won't, ask anybody else in the room to coordinate that, but it's okay.
Yeah.
So today,
at my age, remember, if I had known I was going to live this long, I'd have taken much better care of myself.
Yeah,
remember that, okay?
Yes.
Now that is true for all of us, Ed. But at any rate, today we have three lovely ladies here who are going to their story, the testimony of a profound and powerful ministry God has used for several decades. We're going to hear more about the history of Aglow International. Mm-hmm. And today we have with us, and I'm going to try to get your titles properly, we have Carol Scott, who is the area president of Aglow International Treasure Coast, right? And then Kathy Gedemke, who is the president of Stewart Aglow International. And then Peggy Suglia, and what's your role, Peggy?
Vice President of Finance.
Vice President. Oh, listen, I need to talk to you after that. I need some help.
So do we.
Good response.
Yes. And in fact, maybe we'll have Janet Yellen on a call later on. Give the government some guidance. Anyway, welcome all. I became aware of Aglow, and I think it was... You're going to tell us the history, Carol.
Yes,
so,
I am.
When it started, but I don't believe I was in seminary yet. But there was a chapter locally, and began to, and then it was Women's Aglow.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But the Holy Spirit was just so powerfully at work in that ministry, and it still is. There's nothing has changed there. Although the state of the world today has certainly caused every godly ministry to be focused on the front lines, and that's of course the name of this program and why you're here today. Carol, tell us about the history of Aglow, how it got started, Women's Aglow.
Okay. Thank you, David, for inviting us. It began four ladies around the kitchen table in 1967, And they wanted to share with women, of course it was Women's Glow then, they wanted to share what they had just experienced, the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, and they wanted to do a ministry, interdenominational. They didn't want to have any kind of denominational associations. So what they wanted to do was the Lord showed them to meet into a restaurant that would be a place where anybody could come and share their testimony about what God has done for them. Mm-hmm. And so that was in 1967 in Washington State, where they began, just those four little ladies around that kitchen table. I love that. I love that beginning. Mm-hmm. And at our 50th anniversary, which is, you know, gosh, it's 6 or 7 years ago, we had Lighthouse presence in over 170 nations. We're talking about nations. We're not just talking about in presence in all the states, and we do. We have the globe presence in every state in the United States, but we're talking about nations. Right now, it's over 180 nations that we have touched. And our tagline is, every heart changed and every nation touched.
Hallelujah.
So it's just been an exciting ministry, and we now have we have opened the door for men to come in. We've opened the door for couples. We have meetings for couples. We also intergenerational. We want to go from teens all the way, well, for some of us, I want to tell you, Ann, the second half is the best half.
Amen. I received that. I received that. Thank you.
So I'm over 50 anyway. But they know how old I am. I'm an old one. But
The word venerable is a better word.
Thank you so much, venerable. So I want to tell you a little testimony of a glow, because a glow has really, from the beginning of my relationship with the Lord, and actually before my relationship with the Lord. Now, I have to tell you, I came from a family. We went every Sunday to church. I thought I was saved. You know, I went every Sunday. You should be saved, shouldn't you? But it wasn't until I was 40 years old that I realized I came to a church meeting, Sunday school meeting, and guess who I met? Two ladies that were Spirit-filled. And I'll never forget it as long as I live. She said that the Lord helped her scrub her kitchen floor. Now, hey, I got little kids, and I scrub a lot of floors. And I tell you the truth, I have no idea what she said before that or after it, but that's what I went home with. And one of their members, another one of the ladies that was Spirit-filled, she called me. She said, oh, we're so glad you came to our Sunday school class. What did you think? I said, I don't know. I said, but I know I've got to come back. I want to understand, how can the Lord help her scrub her kitchen floor? And that stuck. Isn't that amazing? So maybe that'll stick with you today when I tell you that it was by that example, there was something different about those ladies. They were happy. They were joyful. So the next Sunday I went, and my husband said to me, he says, if you hear the Lord, you just say yes, and you just go up front. And you know what? I thought, I don't know what that is all about. But anyway, I did that, and you know what happened? I got saved. Something came inside of me, and now I know it was the Holy Spirit. It was Jesus. And so they had a Bible study And they invited me to come. And guess what they were talking about? The Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. I only knew that from, you know, the sinner's creed, you know, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I thought, I don't know about that. So maybe today you're thinking, I don't know about that. Well, I want to tell you, I went to an AGLO meeting. That's where they took me to, an AGLO meeting. Mm-hmm. And there I, at my table, I mean, God sets up things. I'm telling you, He sets them right up. And I was sitting at the table, and the lady that spoke in tongues, she was at my table, and I heard that. And another lady across the table, she started speaking about the most beautiful things about the Lord. And so the ladies who took me, they said, well, what do you think, Carol? I said, I don't know. So, so I went home, and I fell on my knees before the Lord, because the Spirit of the Lord had come in, and I was hungry. I was so hungry. I wanted His presence. And so I fell on my knees, and I said, Lord, I don't know about this, but God, if this is from You, I want it. And of course, when you ask God to give you something, He does. And a few nights later, guess what? I had a light that came into my room, and I knew it was the presence of the Lord, just like He promised. So I just ask you today, if you feel that little tug on your heart, or like I've been feeling since we've been in here, just a warmth on my skin right now, that's Jesus calling you. That's just Jesus. Jesus who died on the cross 2,000 years ago, and He took all your sin upon His body. And just like the thief on the cross, do we deserve anything? No, we don't deserve anything. But God said to Him, this day, you will be with Me in heaven. And I'm telling you, this day, you can give your heart to the Lord and just fall on your knees like I did. Fall on your knees and tell Him, Lord, forgive me of all my sins today, Lord, and come and reside in me. Is Christ in me the hope of glory? It's Jesus. He, by His Spirit, He comes and resides in us, and I tell you, you'll be changed. That happened to me in 1974. And
praise God.
So can you imagine 1974?
Amen.
And I can't tell you that today I am just more passionate and in love with Jesus today. So all you have to say is, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Amen. That's it, but you have to want to, and that's where a lot of people resist. We're going to take a break in about 30 seconds, and when we get back, I was going to ask Carol, I was going to ask actually all three, Carol, Kathy, and Peggy, to comment on if you were listing the bullet points of how you describe the AGLO International Ministry, in other words, terms of your mission, what would that be? So be thinking about that. Listener, don't tune out. Don't tune out. We're going to be out gone less than a minute. And then we're going to come back and we're going to get that substance. But I want to say to some of you, God has called you to listen today. And there's something you're going to hear during this hour that you need to hear. So do not depart from 89.9.
Amen.
Do you know what happens every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO Christian Radio? News and views to edify the body of Christ. Exciting authors, pastors, teachers, folks invested in richly blessed ministries where the church meets the world. God is doing things you want to hear about. That's Wednesday Live, airing every Wednesday at 11 a.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome back to The Frontline. And we have as our guest today, Carol Scott, who is the area president of the Treasure Coast to Glow International. We have Kathy Gademski, excuse me, wait a minute, Kathy. part of my mouth hasn't awakened yet. Kathy Gademki, who is the president of Steward of Glow International. And then we also have Peggy Suglia. I love that, Peggy. It rolls right off the tongue, very poetic. Who is the VP of area finances for the area, but as well as the local?
Yes. Yeah.
And so, when he went to the break, I had suggested maybe you could, if you could put into bullet points the things that really define a Glow International's ministry in the world. What would that be? Mm-hmm.
Well, I think one thing I hadn't shared with you, because, of course, our passion is for evangelism, seeing people mm-hmm. come to know that I am saved, that I really know the Lord. There's a relationship with the Lord. But I wanted to tell you about our name. Where do we get a glow? Mm. And that comes from the Amplified Bible, Romans 12:11. Be a glow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. And we are servants of the Lord yes. Jesus Christ. And we pray and seek Him. And by His Spirit, we are led by His Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit's there to teach us, to help us, Amen. To walk alongside us. So that is our passion, to see people come to have that personal relationship with Jesus. Not only that, to be empowered and filled with the baptism of the Holy Spirit, speaking in other tongues, Lord. And we just thank Him, because when you ask, you receive. And so that's kind of how we became a glow. Those four little ladies around the kitchen table, and a part of our ministry is to set the table for the Lord's presence.
Mm. Mm. I love the imagery that goes with that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't seen Kathy trying to grab the mic, but you look like you have something to say, and so I'm just going to encourage you. And she did it gently, which we appreciate. This equipment is old.
Yeah.
Kathy, tell us what's on your heart.
So really, what I see a glow as is it's a way to raise up leaders and to make mm-hmm. disciples, because in so many, unfortunately, in certain places that you're not, they don't really focus on that, and they don't have a lot of room for leaders in certain denominations or whatever. But a glow raises up leaders,
amen.
You know, in the community, you know, even just in your home, to know that you're a leader in your home of your children, or just again in your community, or to lead a ministry, and so a glow provides that to. Mostly women, because it was not available. So mm-hmm. I feel like I've grown up in a glow.
Mm-hmm. So what about men now? How long has it been since men have been invited to be a part of this ministry and movement?
It's been several years. So what they have is they have what they call Men of Issachar.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like a prayer group. The men get mm-hmm. together, they fellowship, mm-hmm. they pray for a glow, they pray for the nations, they pray for their communities.
I've got a question. It might be my memory. I was involved many years ago when I first came to the Lord with Full Gospel Businessmen, and that's where I first heard about a glow. Yeah. Were you mm-hmm. folks affiliated with them at all?
No. Not directly, but you know, these ladies, they knew about Full Gospel Businessmen. Maybe their husbands were involved, okay. but they wanted something kind of similar
right.
for the women.
That might be what I remember. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like we want to have the Holy Spirit too.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Amen.
Well, God has this lovely way of pouring out through His Spirit, and as he calls people and raises them up and empowers them to get involved. Ultimately, what is the work of the church first if it isn't evangelism, if it isn't bringing the gospel to the lost? And along the way, you know, kind of backtracking a little bit to catch up with the people who got saved, but they got distracted. So there's all that going on. But God loves to weave different threads into this fabric mm-hmm. of revelation. Mm-hmm. And what I'm hearing from both of you, and I know I'm going to assume Peggy would agree with me, but you'll have to tell me when I say what I'm going to say. I hear, and because today, and I know everybody in this room, and millions, tens of millions of other people, and across the face of the earth, hundreds of millions of Christians, believers, are praying for revival in our day. And in fact, those prayers have begun to be answered. Mm-hmm. And I've talked to some Christians, and I don't know, if, you know, where they stick their head, which sand pile they stick their head in, but they're, you know, saying, "Oh, revival? Well, I don't see any of that." Well, you got to look around, you know, but it's there. One day, no one will be able to avoid it. And in fact, I'm curious to know how the liberal press is going to deal with it, but that's another matter.
Yep.
But the point being, revival has begun. It began last year on the campus of Asbury University, and it moved out into secular schools, and now it continues to crop up, in, thank God, in higher education, because mm-hmm. that's what we need. Mm-hmm. But in other places, too, it's like God is, there's no demographic that God isn't, but so all of this, my heart is focused on revival. And for revival to happen, and I'm told there are two, well, there's one thing in particular, and that's repentance.
Absolutely.
And we've begun to see a National Day of Repentance in 2020. Jonathan Kahn and all of those folk with the Day of the Return. And that began, and God is, from that point on, God received our repentance for the sins of America. And other things are happening over the world, but we live here, and I'm talking, this is critical, that we recognize Amen. Where America needs to be with God. But so, again, what I'm hearing is, and I love this, you're right on the point of the spear in terms of revival, mm-hmm. that a GLOW International is, that's where you are today, that's where you always have been, but today especially. Now, am I hearing this correctly?
Yes, definitely. I like that GLOW gives us the opportunity to do. Yeah. It's like we have like a framework, an accountability, but locally you do whatever needs to be done in your community.
Yeah.
Like exactly. if you have a homeless population, or if you have older people, whatever. What does your community need?
Trying to do what the whole world needs can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
But if we can concentrate first with ourselves, then with our family, and then with our community, mm-hmm. that's doable.
Yeah. Amen. Peggy, would you grab the mic? Normally, producers don't like to issue production instructions on the air, but we're not that kind of folks here, so we just do what we got to do. But Peggy, now I want to shift for a minute. You're in charge of finances, and we know every ministry, that's a primo concern, is finances, but. At this point, and I'll probably ask this question again, but there are already hearts have been touched. Listeners, wherever you might be in our listening area, even if you're online, let's say in Machu Picchu, or on the listening to your WCNO app on some beach in the Bahamas or whatever, wow. and you're saying, already God has touched my heart, and I'd like to do something, I'd like to give. How do I do that? Because finances comes from people giving, right?
Yes.
So could you kind of address that, Peggy?
Well, we give at the meetings, and then also you could give by sending your checks made out to a GLOW International Steward, and you could mail it to my address, which is 4414 Southeast Hartwood Trail, Stewart, Florida, 34997.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, what about people that want to give to the larger? I know you got two websites that we don't want to talk about. Mm-hmm. And I did do some research, so I'm going to give them. You tell me if I'm wrong. My wife's good at that, but she's not here. So anyway, and I love her for that because, you know, I have been wrong before. Anyway, so www.aglow.org is the international, the big website.
That is correct.
And I believe from that website, you can find the local chapters or groups, whatever you call them.
Right, absolutely.
But the Stewart Aglow, it's Stewart Aglow International at, is that YOLA site?
Y-O-L-A
site, one word, .com. And from those, now, from either website, can people donate?
We're not really set up. The locals are not really set up at this time to receive donations, but certainly at Aglow International, you can donate online, no problem there. Okay. And I wanted to tell you just recently about finances. Of course, we're gearing up for our national conference that's going to be in Dallas, Texas. And so for the past 4 days, we have been in prayer and fasting specifically for our finances. Because I think every nonprofit organization has really been hit, because every one of us, when we go to the grocery store or fill up our car with gas, you know, it cuts back on our offerings. But, you know, praise the Lord, our offerings are coming in our meetings, so we can't, I can't complain. I mean, he provides. He absolutely he provides. So, and Peggy keeps us on track, but you know, whatever sees, you know, she comes up with the funds. I'm telling you, she does.
No, it's the Lord, not me.
It always is, you know.
It is. That's right.
But he does have us on our knees, praying, because God wants his people to pray. We put our fingerprints on his will.
Amen.
Yes. And then others that are being touched by the Lord have to actually hear the Lord, and sometimes it's harder for some than others.
Amen.
But ultimately, if God is speaking to you today, you can provide resources. And I also notice on the Stewart Aglow website, there's a local address in Stewart, 6854 Morningside Drive.
That's where we meet.
That's where you meet.
Yeah,
it's in the clubhouse. Do you get mail there?
No.
Oh, okay. So don't send any mail to that. Don't send any mail to that address.
No.
And there is a local number, 772-834-1599. Is that yours, Kathy?
Yeah.
So if people want to get in touch, did I just do the right thing and give them that number? Okay.
Yeah, they can call me if they want to.
And if everybody is driving and can't write this down, if you'll call the station and ask for me, and I'm not here every day, but someone will get a message and I'll get back with you with all the contact information you could ever want.
Praise
about
God.
A Aglow International.
Thank you.
Local.
We also do have some Facebook pages.
Okay.
Yeah, tell us about it. Like
talk about those, Kathy.
So we have the Stewart Aglow International Facebook group. We have the Aglow Southeast North Area. And then if you want to look at the state level, that's Aglow Florida Warriors and Champions. So you can check out any of those.
That's great.
And information about upcoming meetings and events and so on.
That's one of the best uses of social media is when the church gets involved.
Amen.
And it's all uplifting for the most part. And yes, do follow that. We have about 30 seconds before our next break, and you know, it's amazing how much time flies when you're having fun in the spirit, certainly.
Amen.
Amen.
And we know the Lord's going to get out all the information that he wants you to hear. I'm not going to prompt us for when we come back. We'll just see what the Spirit does. I do have a question that I'll throw out for when we come back, and that is, what are the lighthouses? Thinking about that, let's go to our break.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Revival's in the air. The kingdom of God is here. This is Luann Linneken, the host of Kingdom Recovery. I invite you to join me every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. Kingdom Recovery is a live, cutting-edge program where I will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power. Don't miss it. Revival's in the air.
Oops. There's our bouncy theme music. Karen Hubbard, who's the other producer here, and she's the program director, has this incredible God-given skill of when you give a program idea to her, she can find the music.
Yep.
It's like this was the perfect music.
Very creative. Yeah.
You know, I wanted the theme from Gilligan's Island, but no, she said no.
That music comes on, and I wait for the news and weather.
Yeah, I know. Really. Well, and then when we start the program, you always give a weather report.
I do.
Yeah, praise
do,
God. Right. See, you get more than you bargained for at WCNO. Coming back, again, we are we're having a wonderful time with Carol Scott, the area president of Aglow International. We have the Kathy Gademke, the president of Steward Aglow International. And then we have Peggy, keep forgetting your name, Peggy. Suglia. Again, I should have. Oh, that just rolls right off the tongue, dear. What nationality is that, by the way?
Italian.
Italian. Okay, well, it should be.
Thought, yeah.
Should be. I had visions of pasta and breadsticks in my head. Now I know why. And she's the vice president of finance for the area and the local organization. Yes. Tell me about what are the lighthouses?
Well, we meet on the second Saturday of every month at Pine Lake Gardens and Estates, the Clubhouse One. And the meetings are called lighthouses. That's where we get the lighthouses from.
Okay.
Yeah. The first Saturday is Port St. Lucie, and they meet at Applebee's restaurant at 11 o'clock to 1. And they're on U.S. Highway 1. And the president there is Leslene Solomon. The second Saturday is us. And we meet at Pine Lake Gardens and Estates. And we meet at 9:45. And the address was 6854 Southeast Morningside Drive. And Kathy's our president. And fourth Saturday, we have Boynton Beach Lighthouse. Meets at Coastal Chapel, and that's at 11 a.m. to 1. And that's in Lake Worth. And you got to get off at exit 61 at Lantana Road, off of 95. And that their president is Sandy Whitman. Hmm. And that's all the lighthouses we have right now, but we're praying for lighthouses in West Palm Beach. Let's see. Yep, West Palm Beach, Lake Worth, Port St. Lucie West, Port St. Lucie Tradition, Fort Pierce, and Okeechobee and Vero Beach.
Could I ask you to add one location to your prayer request? Indiantown.
Oh, yes.
That's where I live.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we could use that there.
So what happens, can you tell us what happens at the meetings?
Well, what we do is, of course we start with food.
Oh, right, yes.
We have some, breakfast type foods, fruits, vegetables, and quiches, uh-huh. and things like that. And, of course, coffee. I'm the coffee maker.
I'm the coffee drinker.
And that, too.
Oh, gosh, it works well.
Then we just fellowship. We pray first, and we have a prayer before the meeting. And when as people come in, they get their food, and we sit down, and we go over announcements and what's coming up, events, and things like that. And we take up an offering, and then we put on praise worship music. We do some songs, mm-hmm. as long as the Holy Spirit. If we have a speaker, they speak. If not, we just let the Holy Spirit, go. And it's been awesome.
Sure.
It's been filling. Mm.
Tell them about the meeting at Stewart just recently where we didn't have a speaker.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Yeah, the one that we just had.
Yeah, that one was We did have speakers. There was us. We told about how this Bible study that Graham Cook had made just for Aglo, Game Changers, and how it would affect each and every one of us. This is the third time I went through it, but boy, did it hit me. It really did. I just feel some change going on in myself. So, and then, you know, the another person said that she was going to speak, but she got up and spoke. So the spirit was moving, and we just had a great time.
And the Lord, want to say anything more than that?
Yeah, my favorite one was back in December. We had a speaker scheduled, and for some reason, she was not able to make it. And, you know, so we had to go with Plan Jesus.
Amen. So,
but he led.
The best plan.
And people, there was a woman there that really needed some ministry. She was grieving. She was hurting. People spoke. People gave prophetic words. People prayed for one another. And that's my job as the leader is to just really allow freedom in the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And I'm so grateful for that position, to be able to do that, to let him do what he wants to do.
Yes.
I just wanted to give this testimony of a lady that came to Steward Aglo, and I actually went after her in Port St. Lucie, and she'd been in the hospital and had a fall, and it was a very difficult time, and she was in rehab. And she said to me on the way there, she said, at the beginning of the meeting, I'm going to ask Kathy if I could just thank the ladies for praying for me. And so what happened was something she couldn't have believed. But this is the love of Jesus in our group. And when she stood and the people looked at her, you're walking, and they all stood up in a standing ovation for her. And you know, that was the first thing when we reached her home. That's what she remembered from this meeting, is they were the ones I was thanking, and yet they responded with a standing ovation for me. That's the way it is. That's the heart that is touched by the Lord, the tangible. And I wanted to bring up this scripture the Lord had given me yesterday, and that is in Psalm 34, 8. It says what? Taste and see that the Lord is good.
Amen.
In our meetings, we pray for the tangible presence of the Lord as he walks by, that your heart will be touched.
Yes, it is.
And I know all the ladies' hearts were touched, number one, because God answered their prayers. And they all they had to erupt in praise to the Lord that she was walking.
Praise God.
That's beautiful.
That's
praise God.
And what I heard when you were speaking of is that when you get together in the lighthouses, that already the Lord creates such a warm community. It is truly what the body of Christ, what he intended the body of Christ to be, and what it should be everywhere.
Amen.
And that excites me, because one of my soapboxes is Christian unity, as Jesus wanted his church to be.
Amen.
And you know what? He's going to make sure it's going to happen, but it's going to shock a lot of Christians as he does that. I can't help, I got to ask this question. Okay, I know I said, well, you guys just roll on. But then this came.
We know you, David.
Well, it kind of bubbled up in my spirit. And one of the things that we are doing here at the radio station, and certainly us here that are regularly on the front line, want to do is bring hope to the lost, but also to the church, to believers, because there are many believers, and I'm going to limit this to, you know, here in this nation, many believers that have given up hope because all they see is a decline in morality. They see God, not laws that are not God honoring. They see politicians that are pushing stuff that is anti-biblical. Now, of course, this is not new in this, but point is, there's a great proliferation of this. And we have been countering that with the truth here at WCNO. And so today, in light of that calling God's put on us, I would love, what can you give people who feel hopeless in terms of hope? What do you see God doing today through your, because you've gotten the revelation of the Holy Spirit. You are full of the Holy Spirit.
You could tell.
And the truth of the Holy Spirit is just brimming in your lives. What can you say to people listening today who have heretofore thought that it's a hopeless case?
Wow. You want me to go, or you guys have something you want to say?
Well, all I could say is that come to our meetings and you'll find out.
Yeah.
Oh, amen. Yeah. Amen.
I guess, what is he showing you?
I think one of the things that we have learned through our Game Changer studies, and I tell you, that is a Bible study. Oh my gosh, I can feel the presence of the Lord just mentioning the Game Changers Bible study. You will learn that we don't look at problems. We look to the Lord to bring solutions. And that's what we pray. We pray for the solution. And then we get to glorify the Lord when he answers, just as he did with Randy Clark. Oh, my gosh. To see that lady walking and having hope. And it's just amazing what, you know, God can do. And just to go and visit wherever we go, you know, if it's in the hospital or we were, you know, a lot of the ladies went to the rehab center to minister hope to Randy and pray with her. And she didn't lose, that's one thing she said, I didn't lose hope that I would walk again. I didn't lose hope. And so, you know, I think that really helps you when you don't look at the circumstance, but you look at the God, the I am.
Yes.
The promise.
Amen. Amen.
And I know Kathy's ready to say something.
So. Yes.
Yeah, I'm always looking at the big picture. And, you know, I have friends, unfortunately, that focus on the news and all of that. But I'm so busy looking at what God's doing.
Amen.
I don't pay attention to that. Like, I see, like you said, the college revivals going on. There's been a revival of baptisms all over the country that's going on. You know, hundreds, thousands of people being baptized. You know, look at what Sean Foyt's doing, bringing worship all over the country. Just different ministries that are out doing. If you're focused on doing what the Lord's called you to do, you don't have time to be looking at what the devil's doing.
Amen.
So,
hopelessness is from the devil.
You know, if he hates being ignored. So if we just ignore the devil and do what God's doing, then that's gonna, you know, I like giving the devil a black eye. So that's what I like to do.
Amen.
The previous manager here at the radio station, Tom Creighton, had a he'd acquired a bumper sticker and he put it in the production room above the. We have these lights that go on when you open a door from the outside, and it said, have you tormented the devil today?
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, we need to do more of that. But what I was hearing you say, really, is that if you're a believer and you don't have hope, you need a closer walk with the Lord.
Amen.
That's really the answer. And you need to get on your knees, get at the foot of the cross. You need to be more prayerful and trusting, because God is not going to leave a nation that he created to be twisting in the wind. He doesn't do that.
I also want that.
Need to get out and start doing.
One of the biggest tools that I think Satan is using today is exactly what you addressed. You said you're non-denominational. He doesn't care if we go to church as long as we all go to different churches. As long as we stay separated, he goes by a basic warfare principle, divide and conquer. As long as we stay divided, he's going to win.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Can't let that happen.
One thing the Lord said to me one day, he was quoting to me that Second Chronicles, you know, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways.
Amen.
And then he said, what could be more wicked than my children being divided from one another?
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
That
well, that's a whole other program right there. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Every Monday, we will bring you stories from the front line of ministry, ordinary people doing extraordinary things for God. We will redefine where the front line is, from risky missions to comfortable caring, always with the invitation for you, the listener, to look for the front line in your life. Tune in to 89.9 FM every Monday at 11 a.m. Get on the front line.
Christ is my firm foundation.
Through your vote no on 4 on Election Day, you can prevent abortion from becoming the law of the land in Florida. Amendment 4 is not what it seems and way too extreme. Vote no and prevent the reversal of all the preborn life-saving progress of 35 years. Go to TooExtremeForFlorida.com for more information and please vote no on 4.
I love that music.
Yeah, I can tell.
Oh man,
and
I'm
now for
you.
The weather.
And now for the weather. That's right. Well, whether or not we continue with that, Anne had a question she'd like to pose to our guest today.
Yeah, David, you were talking in the last segment how we as Christians can have hope when we have all the negativity in the news mm-hmm. and what we listen to. And what keeps coming to mind in the spirit, in my spirit, is kingdom of God. Kingdom of
yes,
God.
Yes.
We as Christians sometimes have, and we can talk to listeners, if they feel defeated, if they feel weak. So I want you to address, the three of you, that this is a kingdom movement. A glow mm-hmm. is a kingdom movement. We are supposed Amen. To rule and reign in the spirit.
That's right.
So Amen. What does that mean, and how does a glow actually talk about that in your meetings? And just as an objective, it weaves throughout your whole ministry. And I just want people who are listening to hear, what does it mean to rule and reign in the spirit?
Let it go. I like the big picture. A glow is international. Mm-hmm. We don't just have our nice little meetings and our little coffee clutches.
Right? Yep.
In other nations, there are nations that we actually can't name mm-hmm. as having an a glow presence because of the persecution that would follow.
Mm, right.
Yeah. But in those countries, they might like have a women's sewing circle or a coffee group. Mm-hmm. But they're sharing with their neighbors and their friends about the Lord. And winning them to the Lord, and a glow, you know, we here in this country, we support them with finances or training or whatever they need.
Mm-hmm.
So it really is about the kingdom. You get that bigger picture of yes. what God is doing in the world.
That's powerful.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Oh my gosh. Just trying to think, we are a kingdom ministry. The Lord is King. He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And to me, He's above all. He's above all.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I look at the situation in our country and in the world, as Sodom and Gomorrah has come to forefront, and I remember that it's because of that Jesus came to earth to redeem us. Mm-hmm. And so when we accept the Lord, we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. That's the kingdom that I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to fear.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry.
Oh, you were about to lose it.
Yeah.
I don't have to fear. In fact, what does it say? God's love cast out all fear.
Amen.
And yes. I was one of the most fearful people you would ever meet. I was raised, my mother was very, very fearful. Mm-hmm. And it said in Psalm 34, that He would deliver me from all my fears.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, how is He going to do that? Well, when I read in 1 John, it says, His love will cast out all fear. And you know what I did? It's so simple. I mean, the Lord's words are so simple. And He just said, all you have to do is, when you feel afraid, just call on me and just say, Lord, I need more love. And you know, the presence of the Lord comes into that situation. And the next thing you know, it's just, he changes everything. And so the rulership of my King, the Lord Jesus Christ, trumps all.
Amen.
Amen.
So we're in the kingdom of God. When you give your heart to Jesus and he comes in, he makes you a new creation. And I'm telling you, you're in the best kingdom that can ever was ever created. And it wasn't recreated. He is, he was, and he will be coming again. So that's my thought on that.
Great. Amen. Thank you. Any other responses to Ann's?
Go ahead.
Yeah, grab the mic there.
Well, Peggy. I can't beat that.
Thank you, Peggy.
Well, that's pure truth right there. And, you know, I myself remember before I met the Lord and I got saved that I would be told about Jesus, but I was raised in the Catholic Church, and I'm not going to come down on anybody, just say my experience. Yeah, everybody, a lot of hands go up. But I wasn't really brought into, I had classes on religion, but not on spirituality. And I was too young anyway, frankly, through all those years of parochial school and then even in high school. But when I was 26 and I met the Lord through friends who had met the Lord, and it was like they got saved and they were being discipled, and so they went out and brought the gospel to us, and you know, then we replicated that. But there is still, and where I believe we live in a broken world, is that no matter how smart you are, no matter how well positioned you are in the culture, no matter how rich you are, all those things actually work against your opening up to the fact you need to be saved, because nothing that this world offers gives you any traction on gaining the kingdom of God until you receive the King of the kingdom.
And in addition to being saved, walking with power and authority, because we may be saved, but sometimes we walk in such weakness, we give up, we may be sitting inside our homes and just live a defeatist lives, but we have the Holy Spirit in us that gives us the authority to rise above and look at that ruling and reigning mentality that we all need as Christians.
Amen.
All this stuff is nothing compared to the Lord. What's happening, the Lord can change it and all that, but he's looking for the church to be raised up, and that's where he's using a glow.
Amen.
To really raise up.
I think that your mission is to reach the Christians who have intellectualized their faith to a great degree, but have not internalized it.
Right.
Take it from their head to their heart. And that's what we really need to help people do, because it's not real to them. I'm an elk, I'm a moose, and oh, by the way, I'm a Christian too. You know, it's just a passing thing that I happen to be part of.
Yeah.
But to be a Christian is not to be something, it's to internalize it and be part of something and be the thing that you profess to be. To be, you know, what I say this all the time, what you do speaks so loudly, they can't hear what you say.
Yes.
Right.
We need to show it in everything we say and do in our life.
Yeah, to know Jesus. Go ahead, Peggy.
To know Jesus.
That's what the game changer is. It's a game changer.
Yeah.
And it actually is, it's about who we are in Christ and how heaven sees us.
Yes.
How Jesus sees us.
And our identity.
And our identity, yes. And once you do that, I mean, it's so powerful.
Yeah.
You know.
Amen.
It'll bring it back around.
Yeah. I hope we whetted some spiritual appetites today. I know God has. Time is running out. And so before we go, I want to again tell people how they can access on the web more information about Aglow International and Steward Aglow. Aglow International, you can access, the website is, of course, www, that's a given, aglow.org. That'll get you the national website. And the local, Steward Aglow, is Steward Aglow International at YOLASite, that's YOLASITE, oneword.com. And Kathy, if you don't mind me giving your local number again.
Okay.
A local contact with Kathy Gedemke is 772-834-1599. And particularly God's touched you. Maybe you're listening in our listening area, and God's saying, I want you to start a lighthouse. Then you can call. Go on. I'm sure that both websites give you a way to connectivity for that.
Yeah.
In the time we have left, which we have about 3.5 minutes, maybe four. Math was never my strong point. But Carol, I'd like you to lift up a prayer. Just for whoever you need to pray for, as God has told you. Let's do that.
Oh, that would be my joy. Mm-hmm. That would definitely be my joy. If you're out there listening, oh, Lord, we just ask you right now just to touch their hearts. Just touch their hearts, whatever the circumstance is.
Yes, Lord.
God is able. He does the impossible. Mm-hmm. He is the impossible.
Yes.
And yet he's so near, and all you have to say is, like I said, I want Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so I just thank you for listening today,
Jesus.
Lord. I just know these people are being drawn by your spirit, and a glow, that is what it's all about. Be a glow and burning with the Spirit, serving the Lord. And for our ministry, it's to reveal to you who you can be in Jesus.
Yes.
And who He's created you to be, your great gifts that He's already given you. We teach you how to be filled with the Holy Spirit. What are the fruits of the Spirit? And it's just the Lord. It's just the Lord. What can I say
Jesus.
More but that it's Jesus, and He just delights. He just delights even around, if you can just remember, four women around a kitchen table in 1967, not having any idea of what God could do. So, in your hearts today, what can God do for you? Do you need healing today? Mm-hmm. He is the healer. Do you need deliverance?
Jesus.
He is the deliverer. Do you need restoration? He is the restorer. Mm-hmm. And in my life, I've been walking with the Lord for about almost 50 years now, and I can tell you, it only gets better and better. So I just pray that the Lord Jesus would just touch you and give you hope that things can change in your life in an instant. Just say yes to Jesus.
Amen. Well, Carol,
that was beautiful.
And Peggy and Kathy, thank you for being here today. This was a real rich blessing.
Amen.
From the Lord. And down the road, you know, stay in touch with me. You got something happening.
Yeah.
We have a lot
going on.
We have a lot going on right now.
Tell people. Of course, I know Kathy is your public relations.
Yes.
Too, and she's been here before talking about a glow.
Yeah.
And you'll be back again.
This was not my first radio.
No, this is not. No, and you present the message quite well, Kathy.
Yep.
But to all of you, may God continue to bless you and guide you and enrich your ministries, your lives. And may we see a tremendous proliferation of lighthouses all over the nation. As you join other ministries in bringing the Word of God to the front lines, not just in America, but certainly in the world. Thanks for listening, folks.
Amen.
We'll be back next week at 11 a.m.
Amen.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.
Did you hear?